Is there more to midlife than just getting through it? Absolutely. Welcome. I'm your host, Debbie Cunningham, jazz artist turned midlife mentor, and I'm here to say to you loud and clear, it's time for your midlife crescendo. Hey friends, it's March already. I can hardly believe it, but I am enjoying the longer days we are having in Tennessee. Finally, the sun isn't setting before 6 p.m., and I'm thrilled. This week on Midlife Crescendo, we will be talking about getting unstuck in areas or seasons of your life that are challenging. And speaking of feeling stuck, how are you doing with all those goals and dreams you had for yourself at the beginning of the year? Are you crushing it or lagging behind? If you need a little help making progress, I want to tell you about my free upcoming masterclass to help you do just that. 4 Keys to Launch Your Dream Masterclass. In it, I will teach you the 4 key steps I took when I was a stay-at-home mom that helped me become a jazz recording artist, author, speaker, and now a podcast host. The masterclass is coming up at the end of March, so go to debbiecunningham.net/4keys to sign up. That's debbiecunningham.net/4keys, K-E-Y-S, to sign up. And I'll put that link in the show notes. Let me help you finally get those dream goals out of your head and off the ground. Okay, now on with the show. Everybody, today I have on the podcast Erica John. She is an entrepreneur, executive coach, speaker, and author of the best-selling book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, a guide to forming 5 habits that will transform your life and make you unrecognizable. Erica John served as the executive human resource professional for Fortune 500 corporations, including Boeing Aerospace, Caterpillar, Marriott Bonvoy, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, and Sara Lee. She began working as a highly successful international Tony Robbins results coach before establishing her own premier coaching business, Erica John. Often referred to as the people whisperer, Erica has helped many leaders rise to the top. Welcome, Erica.
Well, thank you, and wow.
Well, you're very impressive there on paper. But I have a question to you. What is something you can tell my audience that's not on your bio?
That is such a good question. I would share that I was once a member of Toastmasters, and my introductory speech was called, "I am a junkie with superpowers." I love that title. And it describes me so perfectly. I am a junkie for motivational, inspirational, religious, spiritual, all kind of material and content that I just can't get enough of. And I take everything that I learn, and then it has now become a superpower where I can help people through my coaching to go on to live a better life. And I'm a junkie with superpowers.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. And I love high achieving women and encouraging and highlighting high achieving women as well. I think we need to be cheerleaders for one another. Well, tell me about The Secret to Getting Unstuck. Why did you write this book?
I wrote this book for a couple of reasons. And the first reason was, For years, and my husband reminded me of this, that for years I would say, I'm going to write a book. And I just got tired of getting to the end of the year and having not followed through on my goal or lived up to my potential. So 2023, I said, this is it. It's happening. I'm doing this. I don't care what it takes. And so I did that. So that's one of the reasons, just to push myself to that next level. The second reason that I did it was I felt like I have something to say, that I have tools and techniques that I know work, and I just want to share it with as many people as possible. And that goes back to that superpower, right? Being able to help people. And it's just who I am. It's just what I truly love to do. And the third reason is, of course, to also become an entrepreneur, right? And to build a business out of helping people in as many modalities as I can. So coaching, writing books, maybe even one day creating course content. Maybe that's to come in the future.
It's always good to have a trajectory path.
Yes.
Well, you talked a little bit in the book about suffering from an identity crisis. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would say that time in my life, it was interesting. I had just started what you would call your dream job, you know, six-figure income, and I had what I call an identity crisis. I couldn't get out of bed in the mornings. I ended up having to walk away from the job, which then sent me to, you know, further into a deep depression. And I would say this lasted for over a year. So here I am with, you know, a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's in human relations and business, my first coaching certification, and I'm no good to anyone. I couldn't pay anyone to hire me. And so throughout this journey, and there's so many details, but throughout this journey, what I learned was who I thought I was, the identity of who I thought I was had to crumble in order for me to rebuild and become the person that I'm truly meant to be. And this book really was birth from that as well, because a lot of the tools and techniques that I talk about in the book are tools and techniques that I use to pull myself out of that dark place. So that is the identity crisis.
So that's where you were stuck and you were...
I was stuck. I was stuck. And let me tell you, I was accustomed to, you know, working in HR. That's my profession, or has been my profession. And you know, CEOs and the executives and managers coming to me for advice. I had the keys to the building. I had access to confidential information, payroll, you name it. And I left there when I was able to finally get a job. It was in a call center making 52 cents a call.
Oh, wow.
I was stuck. And maybe people out there have asked, how did my life get here? How did I end up in this position? And it forced me to really go deep and to tap into some things and resources that I just had never done before, but it was needed in order to pull myself out.
Yeah.
And here's the bonus to that. Having gone through what I've gone through, you know, that time in my life, it made me a bit more fearless, you know? So when I did finally get back to my career and my job, bring it on. Whatever the challenge was, I wasn't afraid because I knew how to handle it. I knew that I had tools that will help me to go further. I have this insatiable desire to continue to learn. So there's a certainty and a confidence that developed through that hard time. So anytime you're finding yourself feeling stuck or feeling like you can't do it, you can do it, push through. And on the other side, you're better, stronger, and wiser for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody who's been in that situation where they've struggled will tell you that sometimes it's darkest, you know, before it's the storm is over and the light shines again.
I 100% agree.
Will you talk a little bit about understanding the importance of habits? Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. So because the book is titled The Secret to Getting Unstuck, A Guide to Forming 5 Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Make You Unrecognizable, I felt like it was very important to identify and explain how habits are formed, how these habits can keep you stuck. And because we can't just get rid of a habit, we have to replace it with something else. I wanted to explain the mechanics of habits and the impact that they can have on your life, and then how to create habits so that, as I talked about, the habits that will change your life, you know how to get rid of those old ones and create the new ones that I describe in the book.
Very good. Now you talk about a habit loop. Can you explain to our listeners what a habit loop is?
Yes, the habit loop is something that you do over and over and over and over again. And sometimes it feels like you, even though your mind is saying, I want to do something different, I want to break this habit, you stay stuck in it. Hence the word stuck, yeah. Right?
Right.
And so, it's like the cheesecake, right? You want to lose weight, but I keep eating this cheesecake. And then I say in New Year's resolutions, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, or I'm going to lose weight. And then a couple months later, you're back doing all the same things that you used to do that got you where you are in the first place. That is that habit loop. And so then in the book, we talk about how to break that loop, how to create new habits.
Very good. Yeah, I think most of us have habit loops. Some are good, some are not so good. And we have to learn to assess those.
That's right.
And make some changes.
Yeah. You want to keep the good ones, and then the ones that are working against you, those are the ones that you want to let go. And I will tell you, even though intellectually I understand these things, it still works. Which is why I think coaching is so important, because that coaching will help you move a little faster than if you're trying to do it by yourself.
Yes, it's always helpful to have someone else speaking into the process that you're going through.
Yeah.
You also talk about forgiveness. Now, why did you talk about forgiveness and how important it is to getting unstuck?
You know, it's so interesting. I have an uncle, he's a very successful businessman, and he's like, I love your book. I've been teaching from it, and I've gotten really great feedback. But the one thing that people struggle with is forgiveness, and they don't want to hear it, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I say to that is, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness really is for you. Because if you think about all the baggage that, even though you say, I don't care, it's, you know, I put it behind me, you're still carrying it. And carrying that weighs you down. And if you're carrying a bunch of baggage, whether you're conscious of it or not, and just because you're not conscious of it doesn't mean you're not carrying it.
Right.
You can see how that would weigh you down. So that's really like the second habit that I talk about in the book. The first habit is identifying and obliterating negative beliefs. So if you think about this quote that says you would never act out of alignment with your beliefs. So if you're believing I can't be consistent, then you're going to always be in alignment with not being consistent. And you may not even realize you have that belief or these negative beliefs. So those negative beliefs will keep you here. This is the negative belief. You can't ever go beyond or outside of it. So you can see how you can be stuck. So if I have these negative beliefs and I'm stuck here and I'm carrying all this baggage,
right?
Where do you go? How do you move forward? And then because of the habit loop, you're stuck in this vicious cycle, right?
Exactly.
So that's the importance. Obliterate, and I love that word, obliterating the negative beliefs. And then there's forgiveness for others, but then there's also self-forgiveness. Because sometimes we do all this work on ourselves, and then we're mad at ourselves for how long we allowed ourselves to stay in this negative place, or doing dumb things over and over again. And we need to forgive ourselves. So we go into self-forgiveness and then forgiveness for others. There's a powerful technique that's discussed in the book to help you with that.
That's awesome. Okay, well, let's kind of shift for a second. Since you mentioned those two habits, what are the five that you go through in the book?
Yes. So The five are, number one, we've already said, well, we said the first two, identifying and obliterating negative beliefs, forgiveness. And so once we've gotten rid of all of that baggage, then we go into visualization and gratification or gratitude. I even created a word in the book called gratization. And that's visualization and gratification together. Because if we've now let go of this baggage, now where do we want to go, right? So what is the vision? And then gratitude inserts positive energy into your life. It's a powerful attractor. So visualizing and gratification or gratization. And then, so now we have this new vision. We need a new identity. So in the book, the next habit is creating a new identity. Who am I as this new person in this new vision? How do I show up? How do I walk? What are the things that I think about? How do I feel? What is my posture? Like, this is that new identity that aligns with the new vision. And then plan of action and execution, right? So it doesn't do us any good to have a plan and not execute. And then there's a bonus habit, which is meditation.
Very good. Well, I think a lot of people don't even think about forgiveness holding them back in their business aspirations. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes they think about it in their relational aspirations, mm-hmm. that they haven't forgiven a friend, which is why they might not talk to that friend anymore. Mm. But I don't think that they realize the immense weight it has on their progress going forward.
You know, so it's, I get so passionate.
You're so good. So that's good that you mentioned it in the book. I was just going to say, so go ahead. Yeah. And
well, you made me think about a client that I have who lives in New York, and she has a massage, a spa. She owns a spa. And we did some coaching and started to delve down into some of those negative beliefs and found a block that she had where she needed to forgive her father. And it was interesting that right after she was able to let that go, that she got this major contract for her business, and it just shifted everything for her. So to your point, we don't realize how these things beneath the surface are impacting us in our everyday life.
Exactly. Well, what are a few lessons that you would want our listeners to remember from this? And maybe you can even tackle some of the individuals that you've worked with in coaching and some of the results that you've gotten them. What are the things you focus on that you would focus on with other clients?
Oh, that's such a big, broad question.
Yeah, I can make it smaller.
it just makes me think of some other things that I wanted to share that I think will be able to tie into that question. So when I think about the book or any book, but particularly The Secret to Getting Unstuck, A Guide to Forming 5 Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Make You Unrecognizable. And sidebar, I said, if I ever write another book, I'm going to make the title much shorter. It's such a mouthful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
But I just wanted everyone to know what they're going to be getting, right? But I feel like you can read a book and you can get the intellectual knowledge, but it's the practice, right? And that was a part of my issue. I had all this knowledge because I was consuming all of this material and getting all the tapes and the videos and the books, the workshops and the retreats. But if I didn't apply it, if I didn't use it, then nothing in my life changed. So to accompany the book, I created a meditation, and it's called The Secret to Getting Unstuck Meditation, A Guide to Relaxation, Clarity, and Freedom. That should be on Audible by March 15th. So I'm very excited about it. And a journal too, The Secret to Getting Unstuck Journal, A Guide to Transformation Through Journaling. So in my mind, this is how this works. You get the journal, you get the meditation, and the meditation will walk you through the five habits that are detailed in the book so that you're putting in play. You're putting it, you're taking action and working through those steps. So I didn't feel like it was enough just to give you the book. I wanted to make sure you had resources to help you to get through those steps and be consistent. And then there is another book that I put together called The Secret to Getting Unstuck, Declarations of Truth. Those are affirmations that will transform your life and make you unrecognizable. So if you're constantly programming your mind with these declarations of truth, not just affirmations, but declaring a thing, this thing to be your truth, just has a different connotation to it than an affirmation, right? So I'm very excited about those things to hit the market.
Well, I think you've definitely hit the nail on the head there for helping women get unstuck and giving them a process to work through. So where can my audience find you online?
Online, I have a website. It's www.erika-john.com, and that's E-R-I-K-A-J-O-N. And the books can be found on Amazon, Kindle, and Audible. The meditation should be out around March 15th, but everything else is out there ready for your consumption.
Well, it's been lovely having you with us today, Erika. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I just do one more thing?
Of course.
I would like to gift the first five. So the first five of your clients who reach out to me by March 15th will receive an autographed book, an autographed copy of each one of my books, and 3 free coaching sessions from me to help you get unstuck in any area of your life. So I hope you take me up on that offer.
I hope you do too. And mention Midlife Crescendo so she knows where you've listened to her. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Midlife Crescendo today, Erika.
Thank you so much. You are truly a blessing in this work, and I appreciate you so much.
It's time for Chick Chat. Being stuck is super frustrating. Just like a car in the mud, it feels like your wheels are spinning out of control and yet you are going nowhere. Sometimes, though, it takes a process and patience to go through a process to get unstuck. And let's face it, we've all been there a time or two. And if you haven't ever felt stuck, you will at some point. I know I have many times, and sometimes it lasts for months. In my Monday night Bible study, we are studying James, and I was reminded this week that in James 1:5, it says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Funny, though, it's usually not instantaneous. Such a struggle for us in our instant answer society, isn't it? We often have to wait for the wisdom or the answer to come, and that is just not easy. I am not a patient person by nature, as my husband and my family will tell you. But over the years, I have learned to remind myself that once I've asked him, I need to trust God and believe that wisdom will come because God said it would, period. That's faith. Then it's easier to move forward in expectant waiting to see how God will give me that wisdom. I am much less anxiety-ridden when I trust God that way instead of going into a tailspin to find it or figure it out on my own. I hope that's helpful. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Erika John. She has some great info about changing our habits and getting out of that bad habit loop in order to move forward from where we are stuck.
Be sure to check out her website at erica-john.com to learn more about her coaching and other services she offers. And don't forget, she's giving away 3 free coaching sessions and autographed books to the first 5 Midlife Crescendo listeners who contact her about it. I'll put her website in the show notes as well. Now, speaking of wisdom, next week on the podcast, we will be talking about safe retirement and investing options for women with financial advisor Andrew Winnett. Be sure to tune in Monday so you can glean wisdom for your own retirement planning. Even if you already have a financial advisor, you are going to want to hear what he has to say. I think you'll find it very interesting. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please hit follow show on whatever platform you listen to Midlife Crescendo on, and it will show up in your podcast downloads each Monday morning when it's published. Thanks for tuning in today, and remember, midlife is just a brand new season to find your passion and purpose for your grand finale. Talk next week.